SBS Radio.
We acknowledge and accept the challenge of addressing climate change. Let's be clear about that. Our government, my government, acknowledges that we must accept the facts of climate change, address it, and we do so with cool heads, not just impassioned hearts, because it takes both.
The government's package will assist remote Indigenous communities to reduce the number and severity of bushfires in rural and remote communities. Provisions will also be put in place to help small businesses to replace lighting, air conditioning and refrigeration systems to reduce energy costs. Farmers will also receive funding to revegetate land and drought-proof farms, while extra support will be dedicated to helping communities reduce waste and boost recycling rates. Mr. Morrison says the government's plan will address climate change without jeopardizing the economy.
Our approach is to take care of our environment, but also take responsibility to ensure we acknowledge, understand and manage the consequences of the decisions that you make to address climate change.
Meanwhile, Labor's climate change spokesman, Mark Butler, says his party will scrap the fund if it wins the next election. He says the government's policy won't effectively target climate change.
Australians are now supposed to believe that a Prime Minister who took a lump of coal into the Parliament has suddenly had a change of heart on climate change. But all that Scott Morrison has announced today is a decision to double down on Tony Abbott's failed carbon blueprint, throwing billions and billions of taxpayers' dollars at a failed Tony Abbott plan that has seen pollution go up and up and up.
If elected, Labor is promising a 45% emissions target by 2030 based on 2005 levels. It's also promising $10 billion for the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to invest in renewable energy and energy efficiency across Australia. But Mr. Morrison says Labor's plan is extreme by contrast and will negatively affect the economy.
This requires more than three times the amount of emissions reduction by 2030 compared to with where our government's sensible and achievable target is currently pitched.
Environmental groups have also criticised the government's plan, saying it doesn't go far enough. Greenpeace Australia Pacific campaigner Jonathan Moylan says the fund is inadequate. He says he instead wants to see the government stop putting resources into coal and start embracing a rapid transition towards renewable energies.
Well, right now, Australians are struggling with the direct impacts of climate change, the bushfires in Tasmania, the floods in northern Queensland, and the government is doing about as little as they can get away with. This is essentially $8 a week per Australian to deal with one of the biggest crises of our time.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.